In a botched coup attempt, Arissa, Sharon, Lisa Marie, and you briefly imprison Empress Kay. Being a sorceress, she soon generates enough psychic power to melt the lock on the cage you constructed in the woods. She pushes the door open and saunters out, stunning in her red bra and bikini bottom, her knee-high boots and long flowing robe. She sees Sharon holding an amulet.
I'll take that.
She puts it back on.
Now, which of you ingrates came up with this cockamamie idea?
They look at each other. Arissa says, the good boy, it was his idea. Really, we love you, Empress Kay, all the way. Sharon and Lisa Marie are like,
yeah,
totally, he put us up to it. She says,
all is not forgiven, but I need you three cosmetology school dropouts for my next scheme. As for you, a word.
She approaches you. You look up at her, aroused and a little apprehensive. She caresses your cheek, on her hands down under your chin, and looks deep into your eyes.
Oh, I like you, good boy. You have no idea how much. That's why I'm going to make this special for you.
You suddenly have a look on your face like you're on heroin. Kay takes three steps back, puts her hands on her hips and says,
my dear good boy, if you suddenly feel unsure of the ground on which you stand, that's because I have changed it into quicksand. Struggle you will, escape you won't. For now you see him, and now you don't.
With that, the sand gobbles you up. She taps it with her boot. It quakes like a waterbed.
With a vampy sneer and a campy laugh, she smiles and says, there, my dearest good boy. That'll keep you out of trouble. Now to get Megatron to return those cosmetics to Sephora. The Cobra Commander needs to fetch me my pumpkin spice latte, and Skeletor, he needs to wash my car.